As the Lady Beavers get set, and the Scott City Boys also get set for regional cross-country running there at Buehler, or the Buehler Regional, but it's going to be outside of Hutchinson there on Saturday, and it's going to be hosted as well, a 2A and a 4A, but the 2A running later in the day, so the 4A teams will get to kind of create the paths, I guess, and run them down for the 2A teams. But we got Bill Trout starting off here, leading things off, representing the girls squad. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You survived the league meet last week, and that, you know, you got there, and then you had a little bit of the lightning delay, which was odd for October, but then you finally got going, and how did it go for you?
It went really well, actually. The race was really fun.
It was. Kind of go through that course for you, since you've really never run it before.
So the first part's pretty flat, easy, but you go back behind Camp Christie and you hit a hill that is, I would want to say rivals Rim Rock. And then you run up on the top, which we had no wind blocks up there. So that was pretty rough. And then you come down and go up another hill and on top again with no wind blocks, try to come down. And then you got to run the first part again.
Yeah, so, but no, what a fun race for you. Had a good performance as well. Considering kind of all the elements and stuff, did you feel like that was a good time for you?
Yeah, I think it was a very good time.
All right, and now your team finished second there. It was really close there, but behind Holcomb, you guys were back and forth there. But to get so many of your teammates in the top 10, even top 15, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
All right, and you know, what are some things that you guys have, what have you done this week maybe to prepare for regionals?
We've been doing a lot of longer runs to kind of get a little bit more endurance, but before regionals, there's not much you can do to improve your times that close, but still, it was really good.
That's true, and you know, what have you maybe found out about what you're going to be able to run on Saturday?
I don't know. I'm just going to do it, essentially.
Yeah. No, but what's been some of your better performances or races this year?
I think Hugoton was my best. I love Hugoton. Mm-hmm. And Lakin was very good as well. They both were very, very good.
I know probably for Lakin, just because it was cold in the morning, maybe.
Absolutely.
All right.
And it's flat, so yes. That was nice.
Well, what kind of performance do you want to see from yourself to get back to state and others on Saturday?
I want to be in the top five. Top three would be the best for me, but
absolutely.
Top five.
I think it's achievable, right?
I totally agree.
Well, you've had a good season so far, and thanks again, Belle, and good luck to you coming up
here.
Of
course, thank
you. All right, sophomore Belle Trout joining us here. We'll get to senior Brendan Bailey joining us here next. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Does it feel a little weird that this is going to be the last regional coming up here?
You know, yeah, it's an experience, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Last week, you got to run the 5K portion of the league meet there, and I think you ran that in middle school, the 2 mile. So what was the 5K compared to the 2 mile for you last week at the league meet in up north?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It still sucked. No matter how you run that course, it sucks. But like Bell said, you know, you go up and then you run a hill that's about as bad as Rimrock. And from there on, it's just terrible.
But it's a good challenge, though. You got to fight wind and fight elements, and what's probably the enjoyable part of it?
You know, that long downhill, we've been running up it all season, you know, getting ready for some of those hills, but getting to run down that was pretty fun because I got to actually just go and not be held back on that.
I'm like, oh, that's how it is going downhill.
Yeah.
All right. But no, you know, it's been a good season for you guys. Very good run for you guys overall. League second as a team there. And how do you feel like you guys are setting up as you head to regionals on Saturday?
You know, all season we've been running against a D1 team in Holcomb. So, you know, you don't get much give on that. But I think going into regionals, you know, Beeler, they're up there and they're gonna do their thing. But for us, it's mainly can we get past Andale and McPherson. To me, I think that we have the guys and we have the capability to 100% do that.
And the experience you guys have as well, being in those tough situations, I think that's got to pay dividends as well.
Oh, yeah, because we have two seniors, we have a sophomore, we have three juniors and a freshman in our top six with Spencer as our seven or six, wherever he wants to go. And, you know, we got a lot of experience.
What would you like to see from yourself on Saturday?
You know, for myself, you know, I'd like to do what my dad and my coaches and my parents have, or my mom has been telling me all season. It's just not hold back. You know, I feel like, you know, they all feel like I can do so much more, and I just got to get that in my head, and I need to get out of my momentum and just go and run as fast as I can. And those guys will follow me if I go, and I just need them to do that too.
Me like that, kind of like the pace runner, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, like Ivan was for Brody, yeah. First part of the race
on
Thursday.
There you go. All right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I remember seeing that there. But, Brendan, thanks again for joining me. Good luck, and hopefully you guys are a top three finisher at least and get to state.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Senior Brendan Bailey joining us here. We get Coach Joe Meyer on the headset here. And last week you got to help put on the cross-country meet. And what was that like? And how did you feel like it was overall last week?
I'm not much of an anxious person, but I definitely had some nerves and a lot of the responsibility on me. The lightning delay that was not fun. The seventh graders are running and lightning's going on. We're like, we need to get them done. And, yeah. Take 30-minute break, and then after that, it was clean sail. It was just amazing weather. He complains about the wind and Bell. I think the wind died down by their races. Mm-hmm. So, but everything went really smooth. We had a lot of compliments on the course. A lot of the GWAC schools said we would love to come back out here again. So, very good positive ending. Getting second on both against Holcomb, that kind of stings, but we had three in the top 10 on both sides, which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot you can take from that there. You know, the girls there, it was a tight race there. You knew it would be there, but you almost wonder if there was maybe the third team there, maybe the between one and two might be a little different.
Yeah, it's been hard this year with the girls' teams. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we go, they can't get enough to have a team, and having only racing against two teams, it's straight up you're running against Holcomb, and it doesn't matter if Goodland's in between you or not, though their score goes out. So that kind of stinks. Now going into regionals where you're going to have more teams you're competing at, the scores are going to be higher. But I think we ran and competed well.
And, you know, and I think there's a lot to take from this as well. As you look, you focus now, it's all about Saturday for you guys. I think your girls run at 10 and the boys around 10:45.
Yep, that's right.
Correct. All right. So it's going to be a little different from years past. You know, you've been in those 16-team regionals, and there's only going to be 9 teams there. I know some teams won't field a full squad, so that kind of goes down a little further. But how do you feel like you guys are setting as you head into Saturday?
We're feeling pretty good. It's a different vibe this year because we don't know a lot of these schools. So I'm telling them jersey colors. If you have this jersey around you, you stick with them. You got to get them at the end because – usually we've been the top dogs in 3A in our area, so our regional, everyone's hunting for us. So now we are coming as the underdog 3A, small little 3A, Scott City coming to 4A. And so it's a different vibe, but I kind of like it. We're coming to hunt for them.
Yeah. So, you got to remember, maroon is Bueller, red is McPherson, and black is Handale, right?
Yeah, correct. And then we have Pratt in there. They have a decent squad on the boys' side.
Okay.
So those colors are – if you see those colors, go for them.
That's right, yeah. No, how do you feel like maybe you girls are setting as you head into Saturday as well?
I would say girls are probably ranked second. Looking at the times, I would say girls are second right behind Bueller. And, I mean, if they go out there and a few of our 3, 4, and 5, if they PR, they could push Bueller to win the regional championship. Boys' side, the Bueller side, their top seven's all under 17.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. They could probably win any division in cross country. But McPherson, we beat by 4 points at Rimrock, and Andell's right there with us. But it just adds more confidence to us that we beat McPherson, we can do it. Mm-hmm. And Andell, we just got to run them down at the end. And I think the boys are confident enough that no one's going to fall off for us that it's going to hurt.
What type of course is that?
It's a prairie grass. There's no trees, so it's kind of in the open. Okay. So if it's windy, it's going to not be as fun. But right now it says 10 miles per hour, but it changes every day. But it's kind of like sand plum. It's a course kind of just – it's cut into it. And But it looks really nice. That you can run fast times in there. There's some ups and downs, but no crazy hills. So I'm excited for it. So it should be good for us.
All right. Hopefully it's a fun one, and you guys are able to get a couple of teams to state there on Saturday. And 10 o'clock and 10:45 for you guys to run there. And once again, it is Coach Joey Martin. It's just outside of Hutchinson, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yep. Right outside of Prairie Ridge Middle School, and there's a golf course right there too.
Okay.
But, yep. Yeah, we're excited, and hopefully we can – finish the day with two teams going to state.
Absolutely. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up at regionals on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.